Kids have a wide variety of summer camp choices these days. WUNC's Leonita Inge has found a unique summer experience in Alamance County. It's designed to encourage boys of color to consider medical school.
Summer camp is supposed to be fun and not like the sometimes tedious tasks of everyday school. But these boys say they wouldn't want to be at any other camp. During the regular school year, Ty Mathis is a math and science teacher in the Alamance Burlington school system. This summer, he teaches mostly middle school African American boys at a bridge to medical school camp.
Where is my illuminator? Yes, that's our light source. And then we have our stage. Where's my stage?
Mathis wears a T-shirt that reads, "I am college bound," as he gives instructions, passing out blue rubber gloves. The boys are about to look at the cells in a slice of onion under the microscope. 13-year-old K.J. Clary reads the instructions.
Obtain a piece of sliced onion from your teacher. Okay. Put on your safety goggles and gloves, then follow the steps in figure 2.5 to prepare a wet mouth slide of an onion leaf.
And they're off. KJ and the others look closely at their onion slice, wet with iodine. Then I interrupt with an obvious question.
So what do you, have you thought much about what you want to do when you grow up, as they say? I know you get tired of that question, don't you?
So as of now, I want to be in the NBA, but if that doesn't work, then I want to do sports medicine so I can still be involved with sports.
The Association of American Medical Colleges reports that between 1986 and 2015, African American female medical school graduates increased by 53%. The number of African American male med school grads dropped by 40%. Algie Gatewood is the president of Alamance Community College. Gatewood, who is African American, says he has always been concerned with the skills gap, education gap, and poverty gap black boys have faced. Gatewood says he wants to close the belief gap.
There are a lot of African American students who do not believe that they belong in a medical school, or for that matter, don't believe they belong in dental school or in college. And so that's part of what this program does, too. It helps to address the belief gap.
And Gatewood says there are signs this camp is working.
They have the opportunity to interface with African-American males who have been successful, who are in the medical field, and they begin to say, wait a minute, this is possible. I can do this.
This is the third year of the camp, and enrollment has almost doubled. Some of the boys have been all 3 years, like 15-year-old Jalen Haith.
Well, it started off as my mom making me come in my first year, but then it was like I started finding the activities more and more fun, so I was like, Mom, I want to come back next year.
Jalen says it has been exciting dissecting frogs and holding a human brain in his hands. He says he wants to be a doctor someday. But when I asked him about doctors, role models, medicine, I was surprised to learn he had none until this camp.
It was really just like Charles Drew, and then I started like looking at like doctor TV shows and stuff. They're not real doctors, but they do doctor-like things.
Dr. Charles Drew was a renowned African-American doctor who specialized in blood preservation in the 1940s, creating the National Blood Collection Program for the Red Cross. Ironically, he died in a car crash in Alamance County. A major part of this summer's three-week medical school summer camp is a one-week visit to the UNC Chapel Hill Medical and Dental Schools, where the kids meet professionals who look just like them. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.